Good morning. I'm Karen Czar for WUKY News. This morning, we're joined by Lexington Mayor Linda Gorton as we all make our way through the novel coronavirus pandemic together. There are, of course, a lot of changes, and she's joining us today to remind us of things happening or aren't happening here in Lexington. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks for joining us. What do we need to know here in Fayette County as we start a new week in a new normal?
Well, there are a few things. Of course, we want everybody to remain calm and keep, you know, sheltering. I've noticed there are very few people out. If you go to the grocery or something, there are not a lot of people out, except people are out walking, which is great, and keeping their distance. So for government this week, we have a few changes. Monday, March 23rd, the Lexington government buildings will close to the public.
So that starts today.
Yes. And the fire stations are already closed. This will also close the lobby and the front door of the police stations. And it will close the doors of the government buildings. So this is new. And just so people know and understand, we have gradually been planning for moving people to work at home. And, you know, we have about 1,500 sworn officers. That's police, fire. They can't work from home, of course. But for about a week now, we've had our code enforcement and our building inspection working remotely. We've had Enterprise Solutions, which is payroll, and HR, they are working remotely. So we've gradually shifted over employees to work remotely, and we've done this over a period of days. We have about 700 working remotely, and then you put on top of that the 1,500 sworn. So we'll have some essential personnel at work, and solid waste folks will still be collecting garbage, recycle, and those services will just continue to go on. I want to tell people that if they have business with government, for example, they need to pay their LexServ bill, they need to put in, developers need to put in plans for development for review, if their revenues to be paid, we have made every contingency we can for all of those. So people need to go on our website, lexingtonky.gov, and you'll find the COVID-19 link. Every detail is spelled out there for how to pay what, if that makes sense.
So just like the state, there is a city resource center, so go to that website for any information.
Yes, absolutely, because we know people will still have to pay bills and still want to file plans for review and that kind of thing. So we are keeping government services continuing, but our doors are closed to visitors.
Mayor, could you recap what's been done to help with funding for charitable organizations in the city?
There's a great piece on our website about that once people go into the site, like I said. So that is the Coronavirus Response Fund, I think you're referring to.
Yes.
And it's the United Way of the Bluegrass and Bluegrass Community Foundation. And they are taking donations, and those donations will help people through various nonprofits. The first grant has been made to God's Pantry. These are nonprofits that are well established, and they will have to do with food. They will have to do with housing. There's a wide variety of them that will be able to link into those funds and help people.
Before we even had the first confirmed case of the coronavirus here in Kentucky, you held a meeting saying that the city was prepared. How far in advance are you and your administration working?
We started planning a couple weeks before we ever got a case of this. And so we have been proactive all along, and in some things we actually took our action before the state did, because we recognized, for example, visitors to the jail was not a good idea. and people going to the senior center was not a good idea because they were in big groups. So we have been very proactive with that and taking actions well in advance of some around us. Every morning I meet with my senior leadership team, and this includes all commissioners, so it covers all of government, therefore, and we problem solve. We look at what's next. What do we think is coming down the pike? And then make decisions right then and there for what we will do next. It's been a good way to address this from a government perspective. And it's also interesting that because of this, we're getting lots of folks from the community who want to help contacting us and saying, here's what I can do. How can you plug me in? So we've been very proactive. I have a fantastic team of leaders who are working on this every single day.
Do you know at this point if any first responders in Lexington have had to self-quarantine?
We have a few because they've transported someone or had an incident with someone, but I don't know the number. It's not very high.
Okay.
They're just doing it as a precaution because they may have been exposed. They don't know for sure. For example, if they were taking someone in to be tested. And so there are a few in self-quarantine. I don't know the number.
How are you and your staff doing?
We are doing well. My staff is mostly working from home. There are a few of us who are considered essential, including myself, who are going to work every day. And the essential personnel are spread out, you know. And for our employees, if they're essential, they are distanced far from anyone else. So we're doing well, and everyone is just pulling together. It's pretty amazing. You know, our parks are still open. The community centers and buildings and pools are closed, but people can still go out and walk or play frisbee or, you know, play golf. If you play golf, you have to be one per cart. They scrub the carts down afterward. We don't have any groups playing golf, but we've tried to have our outdoor spaces open and encourage people to walk. You know, getting out in the sun and the fresh air is a good thing in this case.
What about kids playing on the playground equipment?
What we have encouraged is, of course, there would be no way for the parks people to go scrub down every piece of equipment after every child. So we are encouraging parents or caretakers to take wipes with them. And before your child gets on, just wipe down the monkey bars or wipe down whatever it is they're going to use. And then the next person does the same.
All right, Mayor Gorton, is there any other message you'd like to get out to those of us who live here in Fayette County?
Well, I want to thank our public members. Our community is really stepping up, and this is what Lexingtonians do every time there's a crisis. And urge people to just keep staying calm. And if you're unemployed, go to that unemployment site and get signed up. You know, take care of your neighbors. I took food to my elderly neighbor just yesterday. And this is where we come together and really solidify as a city and help each other stay calm. So, you know, as the governor says, we will get through this and we will be much stronger for it. I can guarantee that.
All right, Mayor Gorton, stay safe and healthy. Thank you for all that you've been doing, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking to Lexington Mayor Linda Gorton. I'm Karen Czar for WUKY News.